We thank you for listening to the weekly sermon of First United Methodist Church, Missouri City, Texas. We're a church that's making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. For more information about the church and its ministries, or how we can pray for you, visit us on the web at fumcmc.org. If you desire to make a quick contribution in support of our ministries, you can text to give. Simply text the amount you want to give to 281-369-4870 and follow the instructions. And now, as you listen, we hope that you find this podcast meaningful and transformational in your journey of faith.
How many of you collected baseball cards or do collect baseball cards? Right? Yeah? Now, I collected baseball cards, but unlike I know one person in here who collects them seriously, when I was growing up, we weren't that smart. Because what we did is we actually, we actually played with the baseball cards. We actually used the baseball cards, which I'm told by people who know more than I do, that is a, I need to go to confession because it's that big of a sin. And did anyone else ever do this? When it was a baseball player you didn't really like, where did he end up? On the spokes of your wheels, of your bicycle, right? Right? Where's Bert? Where's my Yankee fan? Bert, you know I hate the Yankees. There is no telling how much money I lost because I didn't keep the Mickey Mantle rookie card. And not only did I blow that, I would go home and my mom would accuse me of stealing her clothespins. Anybody else get in trouble for that? Baseball cards. Now you can do football cards, basketball cards, NASCAR cards. You can probably do engineering cards. You can do musician cards. You can do preacher cards, I'm sure, somewhere, right? Imagine my surprise and really disappointment when I discovered these. Patron Saint playing trading cards, right? I mean, is that not the best? And I was really mad that it took so long for them to come out because I could have used these for catechism. I mean, right? If you're curious, this is my card. It's Saint Martin of Tours. My mom named me after this saint. And that's another story for another day. This is Leah's favorite card, Saint Servetus. And I think the reason why Leah liked him is because he's a patron of healing of foot and leg ailments. So if you have any leg or foot problems, we are selling the card right after church. How many of you from the Northeast? Okay, you'll get this one. Saint John Bosco, the patron saint of school children and juvenile delinquents. Now wait, and I think they left us something off. The patron saint of chocolate syrup, right? Bosco, you have to, look, those are the saints. And our problem is when we start with all saints as Methodists, as Protestants, we get all confused about what a saint is and what a saint is not. See, we're not celebrating just, this is called All Saints Day. Whether they, people we love, whether you have a card named after you or not, doesn't matter because the understanding I have is that we are saints. Now, what we celebrate today isn't a saint that we might pray to or think about like that. We celebrate God's ability and desire to use flawed people to do divine, not diving, divine things. Thanks, Tom. People like you and me. I mean, right? Now, it took me a long time to understand that. In fact, it took me to, I began studying Martin Luther to finally understand what a saint is and what a saint is not. You see, Luther, everybody knew Martin Luther's Reformation. It's the reason why the Protestant church exists, because he nailed 99 theses on the Wittenberg door. You know that story, probably, maybe, sort of. And what Luther had a problem with, one of the things he really was angry about, was this understanding that somehow saints were honor roll students in the school of holier than thou, right? And somehow, because all the artists in the medieval times, which is when Luther lived, would paint these bright, large halos over saints and not over ordinary people. And Luther said there's a problem with that, because he saw saints, well, he used a Latin phrase for it. He used this phrase, simultaneus et peccator, which simply means simultaneously a saint and a sinner. You see, what Luther understood is that saints were just human beings, that they could be saints, they could be sinners. They could be sinners, they could be saints. For example, Eddie can be a saint and at the same time be a sinner. Bless you. Justin can be a saint and also a sinner. Ann Smith can be a sinner. Oh, yeah. And also a saint. Do you see how that works? And the reason why Luther thought that was because he understood the New Testament understanding of saint. See, in the New Testament, a saint is never someone who is perfect, someone who is holier than thou. And if you don't believe me, open up any letter, with the exception of Galatians, that Paul wrote to a church, and he calls them saints. Now, those of you who know Bible stuff know that Paul writes a letter, a couple of letters, to the church in Corinth. And he calls these people saints. And if you know anything about the church in Corinth, they were the most dysfunctional church in the history of churches. They were far from saints. Because what Paul understood was that, well, saint came, the word that Paul used for saints was this one. And it's not even a noun. It's a verb. It's an adjective. And what it literally translates to is to be different, to be set apart. And that's how Paul saw the saint. That somehow they chose to live their life differently, to be set apart from the way the rest of the world might have lived. And these cards are great. I mean, they are fun facts, how they died, what they did to become a saint, when they became a saint, but they leave one thing off. None of these saints were perfect. In fact, if you have time, you can Google saints and sinners or something like that, and you can find some stories that some of these saints, the way they lived, and we look like angels. Just take a moment sometime. You see, We are called to live differently. And the names of the people we read, that's why they meant so much to us. There is not a name that was read. There was not a candle that was lit. There was not a name in the heart, on your minds, during that time when you were calling them out, where that person in some way didn't touch you, and through the way they chose to live, you got a glimpse of the grace and the love that comes from Jesus. In some ways that I cannot explain, every name read, every name mentioned, every name thought somehow impacted and made yours and my life better. And they weren't perfect. None of us are perfect. God doesn't expect us to be perfect. But he expects us to be different. To somehow, in the way we live, point people to him. My favorite passage in Scripture comes from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 12 through 16. It is an amazing thing that Paul wrote. He says this. Would you put it up there, please? Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out for your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and without arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars. It is my favorite description of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. I mean, think about it. To shine like stars. I think, well, one of my heroes of the faith, heroines of the faith, is this lady who became a nun because she believed she was too ugly to ever get married. And every morning, Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa, would say this prayer. Dear Jesus, shine through us and be so in us that every soul we come in contact with may feel your presence in our soul. Let them look up and see no longer us, but only Jesus. Stay with us, and then we shall begin to shine as you shine. So to shine is to be a light of others. The light, O Jesus, will be from you. None of it will be ours. It will be you shining on others through us. That's why we remember these people. That's why we grieve that they're no longer with us. Because they shined like stars. And through them, our lives were changed. See, that's the secret to being a saint. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being flawless. It's about choosing to live your life in such a way that when we have our names read on an All Saints Sunday years from now, someone will say, ah, yeah, they shine like a star. And you'll shine like a star not because of the checkbook, not because of your resume, not because of the neighborhood you live in, but because you chose to follow the words of Paul when he wrote to the church in Philippi to think more highly of the other person than you do yourself. See, that's a saint. You know, I may never have my name on a card, although it looked pretty good. St. Martin of Scott. But that's okay. Because the way I want to live my life is that when it comes to the end and someone stands up at my funeral or someone reads my name, I would just want them to say, oh, Marty Verschel? Oh, yeah, he shined like a star. And if I can do that, as messed up and as flawed as I am, I think you can do that. It's time for us to just shine like stars and to give thanks for those in our lives who shone for us. That's the gospel. And that's what today is about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace both now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit go from this place. And may the peace and the love and the grace of God go with you. And may you know, may you remember, may you never forget that there is nothing you can do, nothing, that will ever make God love you less. Because when God sees us, he doesn't see the mistakes that we make. He simply says, wow, you're nothing but the best of the best of the best. And can you imagine for just a moment what your day might be like if you lived it believing that? I think you'd have a good day.